Take it two to agree. Scatter. Instead of you looking at somebody and say, boy, I didn't think that was scattering. Then you'll say it, but you don't believe it. It's sad today. It really is. It really is. I think every one of you ought to lift your head up and say, my God, help me not to get offended today. And when you get offended, do you understand what the Bible tells you about that?
Sorry.
So easily offended.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Sorry. I love you, God. I love you, sister. I love you, brother. I love you, prophet. And then just like that, you get offended anything they do. Amen. Hey, look. I told you as soon as you go what you ought to do. I just told you a few minutes what you ought to do. Does that offend you? You do it every time, people. You put that faraway look at me saying, you're not talking to me, are you, right there? Now, I didn't want to do this. I got something I'd like to talk about.
Amen.
See, we're
yes, Lord.
If I didn't warn you, you know what happens to hypocrites? Oh, okay, come on back. I know what you're going to do. I know exactly how you're going to respond to that.
Okay.
I'm not a hypocrite.
All right, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you.
Brother Brown, the prophet Jeremiah, because I experienced this almost all night long.
Glory.
You hear me read it to you, folk? See, I should have to deal with you. You should be the 99 in the fold. But too many of you are wandering out on the hills away.
Yes, Lord.
Far off. I'm talking to you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Put back that look on your face again.
Thank you, Father.
All right.
Oh! That my head were watered.
And my eyes a fountain of tears.
Yes, Lord.
That I might weep.
That I might weep for the Democrats.
No.
I might weep for the Republicans.
No.
I might weep for the Baptists.
No.
I might weep for the Jews.
No.
See, you folks sitting right there. And I'm not even reading. You write your book. Write in the book that you hold. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus. I do weep, but I don't weep enough. I pray to God let me weep some more because I don't know what else to do. I'm not going to give that look. That offends you, huh?
Hallelujah.
I'm weeping now because this ain't what I want to talk about. How many times did the Jewish people defeat Jesus in doing what he wants to do? How many times he came to his own? Damn it, it reads just like that in that book. Hey, on. You've been bought with a price. You're not your own. But lovers are their own self. That's me. Yeah, it's me.
Yeah,
it's me. Yeah, it's me, oh Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, generation. I must have told you people in the last 3 years.
Hallelujah.
This is a condemned generation.
Yes,
You can't respond like they do. You can't think like they think. Save yourself from this untoward generation. Glory. Praise God, Buster. We live differently then.
Yes.
We're fast with clothes. What are you going to dress up for? Huh? We're not going to go. Put on a show. Put on some meekness. Put on some. They're not going to do it, Lord. There I am. They're not going to do it. I know you told me so, but they're not going to do it. But they would not. But they would not. Oh God, no.
Oh God.
Not after all these years. I've fully declared unto you the whole counsel of God for this hour. And you won't take counsel.
My Lord.
I counsel you.
Amen.
By of me.
Yes, Lord.
I watch you, you watch me.
Glory.
You won't do it, will you? You're so damn stubborn. Y'all look at your faces now when I'm talking. You hurt me. You hurt me. Hurt my feelings. Hurt my ego.
Glory God.
See, I keep trying to tell you people, I don't open my Bible heart at all. But I have God constantly talking to me by His Word as He reveals to me. Get out!
Hallelujah.
I speak by revelation. It's the revelation of the time. And you ain't got no time to goof off.
Glory God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Especially in the hour when you're not even thinking about it.
My Lord. Glory. Glory.
Just before I came out of the house, I was listening to her. I marvel how all these guys out there, and they're good fellows, but they're just like you. They will not accept the one thing that ought to sober them up. The shine.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, you do, huh? And you keep acting like this? Are you a sign? You a sign? What does the sign tell you?
Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You're doing well. You stubborn, hard heads.
Glory.
Read.
That my head
were waters,
and my eyes
a fountain of tears.
Oh yes, Lord.
That I might weep.
Yes, Lord.
For the slaying of the daughters of my people.
Yes, Lord.
All that I had in the wilderness, a lodging place, a wayfaring man, that I might leave my people.
Yes.
And go from them.
I keep telling you, if it wouldn't be for that thing, I would be here.
Hallelujah.
I know what God's doing with that.
That's right.
Do you know what God's doing with you?
My God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, boy. But I'm rich. I'm increased with God. It's been years since I talked to you about one of the sins of the church. Many changes of apparel. Every one of you. Got more changes of apparel than you're ever going to need. Oh, you never heard that, huh? You never heard that in the book, huh? That's the way it reads. Many changes of apparel. Who's that mean? Closet full of clothes. That you'll never wear.
Glory.
Well,
amen.
Nobody wants to help me out of it, huh?
Lord.
That's the way it reads. Many changes of apparel.
Lord.
I haven't read that myself for probably 30 years. My apology is in there.
That day the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet and their calls and their round tires.
Hold it! How did that start out?
In that day.
What day in the world are you talking about?
That day. Oh, God.
See, you people are being destroyed because you are rejecting knowledge. Mm. You're rejecting instruction. You're rejecting direction.
Yes, Lord.
If God didn't have you on these grounds, there's no telling what kind of life you'd be living.
Thank you for your
mercy,
Lord.
Yes, mercy.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Mercy,
God. They won't budge, God. Brother Brown.
Oh, that my head were waters, that I might, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people.
Hallelujah.
And go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men, and they bend their tongues like their bones will.
Now, you see that word adultery jumped up in there again, didn't it, huh? Well, I don't commit adultery. You adulterers?
Amen.
And adulterers, you got too much of the world thinking in your mind.
Hallelujah.
You fornicators? Know you not that to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God?
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Jesus, you want to fight?
Glory to
God. Now, before I go any further, I'd like to hear where I'm being heard very precisely.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing where I am being heard from. I get these new ham operators, and they want to gloat over how they use the ham radio, and they turn on, there's the prophet. Hello. Thank you. You know, you people, you ever learn anything from that? That's called faithfulness.
Yes.
Most of you people don't even live under the kind of burden she lives under. Yeah. But you don't forget the man of God.
Yeah.
Hello. God bless you. Where are you listening at? Thank you. On the telephone. Come on, shake yourself a little bit. God is angry with people. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes. Amen.
Hello?
Glory to God.
Okay, where are you listening at?
The St. Louis area.
What are you listening on?
On the telephone.
Thank you. The people are hearing on the telephone now.
God.
The ones that's called. Boy, I can't get a shake. I can't get a move.
Lord.
Brother Brown?
Oh, that my head were waters.
Yes.
And my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter,
yes,
of my
Lord.
People. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place, a wayfaring man, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they be all adulterers and assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like they're both alive.
Wow.
But they are not valued for the truth on the earth.
If you were held captive here in this tabernacle this morning, your tongue would be wagging like a bunch of fools.
My Lord God.
And when you get out of here, you watch it wag. Watch it. As you try to find somebody to feel sorry for you because you have such a touch of light. Things ain't going so good for you. Watch it. Watch it. Complainers.
Yes, Lord.
Just watch it. You think you're fooling God?
No.
But you ain't God. Say that.
Oh, God.
Tell me that you would even believe I'm God. That you have enough audacity to throw that charge at me.
Mm-hmm.
You fool. Well, that ain't God. I'm not God. But what I'm doing is God.
Yeah.
You ain't a Read, Brother Brown.
Or they proceed from evil to evil.
Not just from sin to sin. Remember how I dealt with evil yesterday? Evil. Evil deeds. Evil thoughts.
Right.
Evil reactions.
Right.
Evil.
Yes.
This is an evil generation.
Yes, it is.
Evil men.
Yes,
and seducers are waxing worse and worse. If I was a deceiver, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't expose myself like this.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus said, Father, don't take them out of the world. I need them there to the end. But keep them from the evil of this evil generation.
Hallelujah.
Evil workers, evil surmisings. Boy, oh boy, if I haven't mentioned that over and over and over and over and over and over.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Telling you what evil is. This is an evil generation.
Oh, yes.
Save yourself from it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Sad part about it. Unless I get out and tell it plain, what you're doing is so evil. And I don't want to do that, because I don't think most of you folk could take it straight like that. Rebuke them sharply, so they would be. Well, I got faith. Is it sound?
Sound, my Lord.
Is it sound faith?
Hallelujah.
What kind of sound is that faith, is it?
My Lord.
What kind of sound is it? See, you never think like that. And when someone does had the mind of Christ, sister. All right, we got four calls. All on the telephone. Anybody listening on the radio? I know the folk at Henrietta listening off the satellite. Let me tell you that. In the United States of America, you can get a satellite almost as cheap as a shortwave radio. And once you get it up, lock it in, it's there. And all you got to do is get the satellite, put it up, and tell me what to find the overcomer. And don't get the remote button so you can look for all these other things. Because that's what some folks do. A lot of channels on it. Hey, why don't you fool? You're so brazen. You're so damn bold. Why don't you walk out? No, you're not sitting in defiance, weren't you? Weren't you? Makes you look tough, doesn't it? Lovers of their own self. Proud.
Oh, my God.
Posters.
Oh, Jesus.
Blasphemers.
Yes, Lord.
Disobedient to authority.
Amen.
If you haven't figured that one out yet, disobedient to parents. Oh, the yeah. First line of authority in the home is the parents over their children.
Amen.
Hey!
Amen.
Yes, Lord. You have many instructors.
Amen.
Here you got a father.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Praise the Lord, brother. This is Mr. Borges. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Praise the Lord, Brother Stan. This is Sister Borges.
Oh, I know who you are.
Yes, sir. But I call in for prayer, Brother Stan. I'm really having a hard time.
God bless you.
Thank you.
That makes me angry. Because I know what's going to happen. And you don't want to be in Atlanta. Or any city in America. The city's going to be laid waste. But I'll wait and see. Yeah? You wouldn't be able to get out.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
I had somebody talking about Brother Ben this morning. Well, yeah, who about Ben? Who about that? Who about that? You know, the man was so unique. He actually told the people it was time for him to go because they started to make him like he was Jesus. And on down to the line, the biggest problem came from the other churches who didn't like him preaching Jesus' name. They wanted the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And everybody said, how damn can you be? The name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost is Jesus!
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello? Oh, you're so beautiful. Yeah. How'd you ever develop ears so deaf?
Oh, God.
Having ears? And even when I quote that, it doesn't impress you. Why are you speaking in mysteries and parables? Why don't you just talk plain?
My Lord.
Why are you telling us to get out of the city? Because you're going to be wiped out.
My Lord, yes, Lord. Right. Hallelujah.
The brother was talking to Brother Brennan, talking about a woman being in power. And you damn folk don't know that for the first time we have, for a woman.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes, well, I beat the salad. I mopped the floor.
Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Cry aloud.
Fear not.
And show
my people.
Is there a difference between their sins and the sins of the world?
Yes.
Would you be a reason to say that if there wasn't?
Amen.
Hey!
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
You got to look at your faces. You're so disgusting. See what you're doing. And your eyes are saying, "Are you? You're not talking about me, brother. I'm not talking to you.
My Lord.
No, I don't be afraid of you. Oh, I guess you're not God's people, huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you have enough faith to believe you are?
Amen.
Behold, what manner of love
Amen.
The Father hath bestowed upon us.
Amen.
My God, we should be called sons of God. And she came traveling.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I didn't know that Brother Bennett mentioned that woman gets in power. It won't be long after she's in power that the United States will be completely eliminated.
My God.
Hallelujah.
You hear what I said?
Yes.
Hello. God bless you, brother.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother Hunt. Yeah, his brother was on a satellite all the time. I wish you folks would stop that damn looking at me like that.
Oh, bless you.
I didn't see not.
Amen.
Ears and hear not.
Hear not, my Lord. Oh, God.
And the heart. And they don't perceive what. My God. Why are you speaking like that? Well, did the prophet say of you,
Amen.
A generation,
Amen.
Save yourself from it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
So now, do
you?
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, maybe God will help us. Lock us right in here. Put a gang of fluff notes around the place. Fill our dining room with a bunch of heathen. Make you cook for them. You never heard what I just said about Brother Benton, huh? And then I look at the men who talk about him, and these preachers were centered up. They don't want to recognize other things, you know. Brother Richard back there, he popped up some names to me. Great. Are you here, Brother Richard?
Yes, sir.
Know what those names were?
Yes.
Name one.
Elwood Bell.
Elwood Bell is the pastor that fell on his face when he saw the hole in my leg.
My Lord.
Father.
Thank you, Father.
But now he had to pull me out of the church. Now the three churches he pastored. Brother Richard. That's the one he pulled me out of. He didn't want to. But that, they hired him.
All right.
Yeah. Boy, I'm not glad you folks didn't hire me. Most of you have already got me fired. Talked to my girl last night. She's already got a contract on that house. Timothy, were you around? We bought that house. $25,000 that pays for it. We got somebody are willing to pay $85,000.
Wow.
And she's lived with it all these years.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You damn people. The way you respond. Just the way you respond.
My Lord.
Just the way you sit there. Look, he got his eyes upon you, you sparrow. Oh, yeah, like boom, 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 boom. Don't you know, everyone is a sparrow that fell. There's not one sparrow that falls to the ground. Now, one of the things they crumbled about Brother Branham, because Brother Branham himself told them when they started fighting with him over theology. Now, I told you that. I have told you for years and years that Brother Branham was pushed by the other churches. Get out! You're going to sit right there. I don't remember you telling us. I don't remember. I don't remember back there. Of course, if you stick with Brother Benton long enough, he'll tell you why God took him out. Amen. To make room.
Yes.
Had enough gumption to say there won't be two of us at the same time.
My Lord. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Come on then, Brother Harbour. Shout a little bit.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Get the grin off your face. I sat there and wept as I heard the man talking, our brother Ben talk about this woman. Then he talked about all the different prophecies the man gave. For example, he gave those in 1933. He gave them in 1933. Anybody know about 1933?
Yes.
Anybody know about 1933?
Yes.
Really? Brother Elwood Bell here. I told you I was preaching in his church, and I had that recluse bite on my leg. I know. I know it's an unbelieving generation. I wouldn't tell nobody about it. And then I go to a doctor.
Glory.
No. See, nothing with anything is a true testimony doesn't move you.
My Lord.
And when I was preaching one night, in that church, I told you how I was doing. You tell me. I was preaching on Elijah and Elisha. And I had a young man in front of me playing Elisha.
Glory.
And that's a profound story. Elijah said, "Get away from me." He was trying to get away from
him.
Oh, God, when I tell this story, I say, how come that can't? How come that? Can you see Elijah? The Bible says, when the time came for God to take Elijah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Damn you, folks, you don't know the story. I'm looking right in your faces. That's the exact phrase.
Hallelujah. Glory.
The exact wording.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, but that's the King James Version, you know. We got New American. We revised one so we can understand it.
Glory. Hallelujah.
He walked out in a cornfield. You're going to anoint him to be a prophet in your stead. He said, Brother Brennan said to be a prophet in my stead.
All right, amen. Hallelujah.
That's what God's telling you.
Hallelujah.
You can be Israel. In their stead. And I showed what Israel is. What's Israel? Who is Israel? Somebody. You don't know it? You don't know who Israel is? Israel!
Glory.
Bless you. Elijah went to on a journey to be, and along with Elisha. And they went by school of the prophets. School of the prophets? Where are you? Are you being schooled by a prophet? Am I the headmaster here?
Glory!
Thank you, Lord.
Maybe when I chastise you, I don't stoop to bear enough. I just perform you. For them whom we love it. All at once Elijah turned around and said, what do you want? Oh, yeah. I know that you'd be the prophet of my stead. What are you hanging around me like this? I wish you folk eyes would perk up. Yes, no. You could tell me if you know it, don't you?
Yeah.
He said, what I want, you're going to leave me in a little while. Yeah. What I want and what I need. The Spirit's on you. And Elijah said, what?
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Said, boy, you're asking a hard thing.
Amen.
So you want to be ready when Jesus comes, huh?
Lord.
Well, you're asking a hard thing. Because there's nothing too hard for God.
Amen.
So the hardest has to be on your part, not his. Stiffen their neck, harden their heart. You want me to talk to please you, don't you? To pat you on the head for all your good works. That's what you want, isn't it?
Oh, God. Bless you, Lord.
See how quiet he gets?
Thank you, Lord.
See? I can see Elisha's face drop. I can see it, boy. He left his mom and dad, told those school of the prophets, do you know your master's going to be taken from you? Yes, sir, I sure do. I sure do know. Well, shall we come back to Bible school and talk about it? No, I ain't got no time. I'm going to stick with this guy. Boy, oh boy. When I say things like that, you would think so would just jump out of your seat and run all over the place. Hey.
Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wonderful, Jesus.
You've asked a hard thing, son. For the next word.
Amen.
Next word.
Yes.
That next word.
Yes.
Nevertheless.
Yes.
It won't take.
Hallelujah.
You can't get by on anything less than this. If you see me, not hear me, not touch me, see me. You're doing it to me again. If you see me, when I am taken. Jesus said, if you see me, when I come again. If you see me. I'll just let them look for him so they can see him. He appeared a second time without sin or salvation. You can just see me. A real life prophet. You can see me. Boy, this house. Phew.
Glory.
We are. Now, I'm still talking about Elwood Bell. See, I was preaching this that night in the service, and I was demonstrating.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to let you be Elijah, okay?
Elijah?
Yeah, Elijah.
Oh, bless you.
Just for Elijah. Elijah, if you see me, when?
Hallelujah.
Not before? Not after? When?
Hallelujah. Glory.
If you got your eyes looking for Jesus and see him when he comes. When he cometh. When he cometh.
To make up his truth.
When? Well, when he coming? When? 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 When?
Hallelujah. Glory.
The man went on to say we could very well have a woman president, or in China. Because they're not expecting Reagan to live.
No.
They're both Catholics.
Amen.
And Catholic knows how to use women.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Brennan went on to say that if that woman comes in power, whatever woman it is, she would completely demoralize America.
Absolutely.
Bring our enemies upon us and wipe our city bare.
Amen.
See, now, if it would have been that he was so right on other prophecies, so way back there when automobiles were like horse cars, he prophesied the cars would come look like little eggshells. He prophesied about cars being driven with nobody behind the wheel. Way back in 1920, damn you folks, get out of here. Get out of here. Get the hell out of this place.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You hard-headed. You're not only hard-hearted, you're hard-headed. Well, you just say that because you want to believe who you are. Shoot. I wish I didn't have to believe what I am.
Oh, my Lord God. Oh, Jesus.
Live in this place. So as Elijah was going along, remember, he said, if you see me. So I can see Elijah grabbing right onto him. Looking right at him. And Elijah trying to get away. Turn me loose. No. Why? Because you told me I got to see you. But I'm going to keep my eyes on you, boy. Keep your eyes on me, boy. You know, I don't mind you all grinning, but you grin at the wrong time. It's the wrong kind of a grin.
Yeah.
Glory. But we're so locked into our frivolous. The story is so beautiful. And while I was preaching at that night in Elwood Bell Church, the guy playing Elijah jumped.
Right.
And his heel come up and went right smack bang into that thing. God, I can't even describe it to him. It's just, look at it. And then I could feel the blood start to spurt. So my whole pants leg was soaking red with blood. I got the short service as short as quick as I could and went running to the back room.
All right.
I flopped on the floor and I sat there. God, that was hurting. I was crying. Please, don't mock me. You're sitting there with that damn look on your face. You hard people. See, I was so glad when Richard found that because I'll go to something else on that in a minute.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Edward Bell came in. What was the Val Center's name? He's the Assembly of God pastor, but he took that church.
Amen.
It was an independent church. Well, but then you mumble so much, we just don't quite get it, and we can't understand you.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. And I'm sitting on the floor. Pastor Edward Bell comes through. He was in his office. I still see him stopping, looking at me. Plus, there, what's the matter with that? I showed it to him. He said, how long has it been like that? I said, 8 months. See, I won't go to the doctor. So I kept eating out. I can show you the score. Right there, that big. That's a scar. Damn you, right there, I said, that's it. This house. This man was a man of compassion. He really was. He fell on his face. He began to intercede for me. And God healed me. Then he had to tell me he had to shut down the revival tonight. This is the last night.
Bless you, Lord.
I said, well, this church does not believe we're going through the tribulation. And you preach that. And the board called me in tonight and said, get rid of him.
Hallelujah.
I said, your brother said it's the best church I ever had. And if I don't do it, they'll fire me. Brother Richard, next name. Duncan.
Okay, yeah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The next name is the next pastor. So I was preaching his funeral.
Yeah. Oh, Mouse or something?
No, that's the last one. Downtown is up the road from where they threw me out. Another Assembly of God pastor. When they threw me out, he said, come on up here. Can you find his name, Richard? So what I'm trying to say, these are stories that incidents took place in my life 50 years ago. Not surprised to see all these names in there. Because he died in 77, I think it was. What's his name?
Paul Parrish.
Wow. He's the one that asked me to come out and preach up Duncan. So I went and lived in a little room upstairs. They can't pay you, but let you preach. Boy, you folks just won't buzz. You're going to analyze it. So they put me up there and we started preaching. And what we were doing that meeting is 50-50 was the way. So whatever I raised, I would get 50%. And then the church would get 50%. And I start preaching, and the first week we got something like $200. So I gave the church their 100, I kept my 100, then I took my tithe, the tithe from mine, and gave it to the pastor. Paul Parrish was his name, because he wasn't getting very much money. Hey! What does it take to impress you damn hard-headed, stupid people? Second week, the bees started to grow. Again, we took the money. Now, mind the pastor wasn't getting much, so I was giving him my out of my part. Yes. Don't you know what I've given you out of my part? Yes. Look what God's given me. Yes. And look what I give to you out of my part. Didn't that something I just started doing? Yes. Second week, we took in a lot of money. Divided down, give it to the church, and then gave them the tithe. Third week, the Lord gave me a something to do to raise money. And boy, did I raise money the third week. Amen. Amen. A woman than ever seen. Sure. What you're doing?
Hallelujah.
I think the third week, I ended up giving the church $800. I got $800. And then I paid the tithe then. Then I said, this is my last week. God told me to go. He begged me. He said, go now. So we got this meeting going. I said, look, my job's done, not your job. God brought a bunch of people. I said, not your job. I did the work of a prophet, an evangelist. You do the work of a pastor. They're in your hands. And I walked away from $800. And I walked away the third one.
Howard Fouts.
Howard Fouts. In fact, I told you folks just a few months ago, about how a young man in that meeting with Howard Fouts, Howard Fouts pastored an independent Pentecostal church. When he heard that I was leaving up there in Dunn County, he thought I was coming over to our church. Good. It was all ex-Mennonites, and they had plenty of money. That's why I told you a few months ago, I got a telephone call from a young man who said, man, you picked me out that first night. In that. What the? Actually picked you out. I was a little bit late this morning again because I tried to catch.
Thank you, Father.
Nobody know what I tried to do. Yeah. Currently. Man of God, man of God, man of God, man of God, that dog. Don't you know what if you leave this place, they're without, and without our dogs? Well, you'll get. Okay. I'm doing it right out in the open. Let God be the judge.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. See, there's trouble with these people. If they don't even want repentance, they're not even seeking it, even though God's given them 3 years of space to repent. They won't do it. What about you? How much does God put up with you? And then, what about me? He's still putting up with me. Well, the man went and bought me a tent. The old man tonight. Boy, you folk are really something. I can mention just one other thing and your eyes go blank.
You just don't have the perception, do you? Mennonites. In fact, I was going to call, but then I saw that. That's quite a few years ago. I'm not sure if those guys are still there. But what name come back to me? From there I went to the net. For years and years it would never let me go to the net. I wasn't big name enough. That's why these guys don't talk like I'm not big name enough. These other preachers get preaching a lot of stuff that I preach, but they won't. It's a shame. Well, now, we don't agree with that, but it's a shame that they ignore the sign. But I got to put myself in this time coming. I'm the sign. I'm the sign. Whom do you say? Whom do you say? Whom do you say? Oh, there's no sign. No sign. No sign. My God, people, why don't you read a book?
Glory.
An evil generation.
Glory.
Sing it out.
Hallelujah.
But there will no sign be given unto it except. There's an exception. Except the sign of Jonas the prophet. As Jonah. Yeah, look at your book. Your eyes is glassed over. How did Jonah do it? Woman take over power, 40 days and America be gone. And then you put it on Atlanta. Well, Atlanta's going. It's going. You want to die that kind of a death? Good. I don't care if you stay in any city you want to stay in. Just go ahead. And you just keep all the city inside of you, and it's going to get you out of here. It will do it. It will draw you. We don't need a warning, do we? Can you see yourself married with a bunch of kids on your hip? Can we keep our virgin? Huh?
Yep.
Good.
Hallelujah. Thank
you, Father. Can the virgin keep herself? No, we're going to do it.
No. That's right.
Oh, boy. Hello there, virgin. New Orleans.
Hallelujah. Florida.
Hey, shrimp. Hey, shorty. Can we keep a virgin? How about this one right here? Boy, I can tell you right now. A lot of church with a bunch of young women, even old ones. He's a young virgin, 40 years old, strong as a bull, happy as a clown, just so joyful. He's so glad to do something for the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
Boy, you folks see. Oh, well, I've got time to wind this thing up. Be thou prepared, talking to Ezekiel now, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, talking to Ezekiel. Thou shalt be like a cloud that cover the land. Behold, the Lord is a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The other day, Michelle, right? She came up to me and she began to cry. So I can't tell you how thankful I am here.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
If I was here, you wouldn't be here. If I was here, you wouldn't be here. Are you thinking too much of yourself? No, I didn't put this on me. If I was here, you wouldn't be here. I gave up millions for her to be here. Millions. I'd already gone to a lawyer and made contact with their lawyer to switch all of that stuff over to this ministry. I didn't know that. I didn't know that right there. Craig, give me all the information I needed. Wanted me to go get the lawyer and have him transfer that trust. Hey! You! God, are you so wicked? You're so hardened. I'm glad he didn't do it.
Amen.
I don't want the money he gave me to take care of them. I want that love God for me.
Amen.
Don't shortchange me now. You're shortchanging me.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, don't shortchange me. No.
I don't know.
You know? My God, I thought by this time they had it down pat. I love you, Brother Dad. Forgot that quick. Boy, am I in trouble. I forget that quick. They sure forgot.
Well, God, yes. Mercy, Father.
God said to Israel, I love you. They came on out and they offered a sacrifice. I said, we love you too, Lord. Then they sure forgot.
Yes, Lord.
This is not for Timothy. The last 2 days I could have used some doctor's advice. I do get some from Edward. All Edward said, man, there ain't enough humanity in you to keep you alive. That's what he tells me. He says, you're not the resources.
No.
Your body can't.
That's
what he tells me.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that. How do you say it, Edward?
There's no more human
strength
in your body.
Glory.
You can't do it by itself.
Glory.
You don't have the ability to.
Hallelujah.
I eat good food.
Yes.
Don't eat it all sometimes. I remember the last time when I had that pain in my head, and the brother came around and cried and prayed, and that's all you can do, brother.
Oh, God.
And then one guy like Simon.
Amen.
And Simon.
Oh, God.
He said, God, put it on me.
Oh, Lord God.
I never forget that. He called me when I was going through the pain.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Oh, you're so fine.
Bless you.
Say it again, Edward.
There is nothing, no more human strength in your body.
And there's no more human strength in your body.
Lord!
So you got to be strong in the Lord.
Lord!
But when you're weak, then he's strong. Now faith. Faith.
Glory.
Now faith.
Hallelujah.
Is.
Glory.
Now faith.
Glory.
Is.
Yes.
Substance.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Of things hoped for.
Hallelujah.
And the evidence.
Hallelujah.
Of things not seen.
Hallelujah.
For by it,
hallelujah,
the elders obtained,
yes,
a good report.
Hallelujah.
Through faith,
hallelujah,
we understand.
Hallelujah.
Through faith,
hallelujah,
that the world were framed. Who made the earth? Who made the heavens? You know, it's amazing how we sit around still trying to. The heaven declares it to God.
Yeah.
Have faith in God.
Yeah.
Through faith we understand.
Hallelujah.
Through faith we understand.
Yeah.
Through faith we understand.
Yeah.
Through faith we understand. The world was framed by the Word of God.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
Amen.
And the Word was God.
Amen.
And the Word became flesh.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba.
So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It just didn't evolve.
Hallelujah.
It just didn't go big bang.
Glory.
By faith, Abel.
Glory.
Offered unto God a more excellent.
Hallelujah.
Now, I believe the Cain's sacrifice was excellent.
Glory. Amen.
I do.
Yes. Hallelujah!
I got to remember the Cain didn't have many weeds to deal with.
Glory! Glory!
Boy, you people, you're so dense. He was in the beginning. There probably was hardly any.
Hallelujah.
He got to pick a perfect fruit every time.
Glory!
Glory! If you've ever seen a man, my father-in-law was a fruit dealer.
Oh, bless
you. No Italian.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. He won a lot of awards in New York.
Hallelujah.
Because they would drive all out to the Clinton to his fruit stand. People would come from everywhere because the man had a fruit stand.
Yeah.
It was good. One company offered $1 million just for advertising purposes.
Okay.
When he looked like a pitcher.
Okay.
Don't you know we're part of God's salad bowl?
Yeah.
Don't you know we're his fruit bowl?
Yeah.
And when he gets jumped, put us in the bowl, we're going to look good?
Yeah.
And before you can get put in the bowl so you can look good, you got to look good before you get put in the bowl.
Yeah.
He's going to make us look good. Driver, you can't shout no more.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Faith. Faith.
Faith.
A gift from God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord.
Now, the Bible tells us that God has dealt to every man, saint or sinner. You're a Gentile, black or white. And you see that with your children. Your children are born with the gift of receiving. Yeah, they are. They asked a little girl the other day about a little baby. Who feeds it? Well, sometimes we give this, but she likes to eat up there to that nipple.
Amen.
Daddy said to her, what's she doing? And you both, you sit there. This one, oh, y'all get so offended because, you know, we talk about your nipples. Huh? What an impulse for a little baby. Now, sometimes you got to teach them, but not much. The dad said to her, does she hurt Mama? Well, she might bite her. I can't believe you people sit there and have me talking and judge her. I really can't. That I got to work so hard just to get some positive response.
Okay.
Oh, if I tell you shout, you shout. But what about spontaneous?
Hallelujah!
Yeah, I went to Mannheim, the Brother Faust's church. They were all ex-Amish or Mennonites.
Okay.
And we had a revival. And they gave me more money than it. That's what I told you about 6 months ago. I got a phone call from a young man who reminded me how I came to that church. He was just a kid saying, you picked me right out.
Yeah.
And you told me God had his hand on me.
Yeah.
I wish somebody should pray.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Turn back to me a long nose again, Robert. Got a hand on you?
Yeah.
And you're still going so far away?
Yeah.
You hear that, Timothy? God, he got his hand on you?
Yeah.
What do you want to do with the hand?
Yeah.
Draw. Lead. Guide. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Faith man draws back. Hickman.
Lord!
It was in that church where a man and I went out and bought me a tent. That was the tent I used all down through Florida.
Yes, Lord.
What I'm trying to tell you, see, the things I've been trying, these are just backing me up.
Glory! Glory! Glory!
I went to the Met. Because up to that point in time,
hallelujah,
Phil Jones was pastor of the Met. Jack Cole started. to even do that, that was a big building.
Oh, God.
That building would seat 15,000. Oh, Jack Cole, boy. That ministry God gave him, pack it.
Oh, God.
That's why I got renewed in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
But I was a no-name. Phil Jones, he wasn't moved by my name. But finally, things began to fade. The big shot preachers started to have their own headquarters. I heard Perry Stone talking about Brother Brennan this morning. He mentioned how he was around when the healer revival. And I told you when that took place. It took place from 1903 until 1970.
Oh!
I said, I told you.
Yes.
I said, I told you.
Amen.
And who was left among you that saw that? I did not see it in his first glory, but I saw some of his first glory.
Yes.
Who can describe to you? Who can describe to you? Click, click. Again, my observation.
Hallelujah.
What did I observe?
Faith.
What did I observe?
He had faith to be healed.
I observed him fight the fight of faith.
Amen.
I had deliberately gone here and showed you what he would do.
Glory.
True.
Pull outside that tent, Bethlehem. In Baltimore, you get out of a cab, click, click, click.
Glory.
Stop!
Glory.
I should watch that kid come in night after night, sit in the back. When I worked with those men, they did not permit me to pray for the people. They were going to pray for them. So I was prepared for them. For them to pray for.
Amen.
Just like God's not expecting me to save you.
Right.
But I'm preparing you so you can save you. Yeah. To make the people ready.
Yeah.
And then you forget. For the last 6 months, you watched me minister like this on Saturday.
Yeah.
How in the world did I get by with this? How?
Oh,
some of you folks won't let me by.
Oh,
I got to run right over you.
Oh, God.
Why, you're the apple of God's eye. You sure are. He said, now polish it up, boy.
Yeah.
Put it on the teacher's desk.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, we're going to be saved. Is anybody going to be saved? I know it's you and me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Because
yes.
I know the Savior.
Hallelujah.
Once I was straying.
Hallelujah.
I'll update that. Many times I was straying. In sin's dark valley, searching for somebody to save me. Then I found a Savior. He found me. Glory. Hallelujah. Sold that house.
Savior.
85.
Savior. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, bless you, Lord. Savior!
probably don't like to talk like that, but my God.
Glory.
That work you all done helped out.
Bless you, Jesus.
We had to pay somebody else to clean it out.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Faith.
Hallelujah.
They that call to God
must
first. He will only be God if you have faith to believe in God. And he gives every one of you the opportunity to believe. Every one of you. And he gives you enough faith, just as much as seed. And if you can believe that he is God, he'll be God. He's God with the lightning flashes. He's God with the thunder roll. He's God way up in heaven. He's God down deep in my soul. I know God. And they that know their God will be strong. I can run. Brother Brown, you always got in the way of our
version.
Oh, God. Ay, 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 Philadelphia Arena.
Oh.
One night we had a running fit.
Oh.
With about 4,000 people.
Yeah.
They ran around that place. Amen. Ran around that place.
Glory.
Then God spoke to the gift of tongues.
Hallelujah.
A woman way up in the balcony. New story. Got an old book. The story over and over and over. And over again.
Yes, Lord.
He likes to refresh our memory.
Yes, Lord.
Show me where. Hey, you Israelites. God would like to refresh you. He brought you out of Egypt. The other people were in that crowd. Close to, oh, well over 500,000. And he parted that River Jordan.
Hallelujah.
With that Dead Sea.
Yes.
Let him on dry ground.
Hallelujah.
What kind of a God is that? Why, the only God there is.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody can claim that kind of power. That kind of anointing.
Hallelujah.
What kind of God can save you?
Hallelujah.
The only God who can do it. And you know by now the biggest job of the end is saving you from you.
Amen.
From you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you.
Faith. Man, oh, man. They that come to God must believe that he is. Huh?
Hallelujah.
He is.
Hallelujah.
Faith. Lord, that tree that you cursed is dried up from the roots.
Okay.
Simon, have faith in God. What would somebody say? But without faith, you will not please God. Are you saved, Grew Grace? My God, folks. Boy, if I haven't gone through that with you.
Hallelujah.
That was given unto me.
Given.
Who gave it to you, Paul? Oh. God.
Glory. Glory.
Who put you in jail, Brother Stair? God. Who brought you out?
God.
Who brought you here?
God.
Who's going to get you there? Faith was. No, now faith will be. The only faith you can get is in. This is called now faith. Now faith. Now faith. I know why some of you folks don't want to live by faith. Because through faith we understand. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found. Now, a lot of folks say he didn't die. Not in that incident, but he died later on. If he wouldn't have died, God would be a liar.
That's right.
If Elijah wouldn't have died, God would have been a liar.
Amen.
If R.G. Stair didn't die, God would be a liar.
Amen.
And why? Because I got to die so you can live.
Amen.
If Jesus hadn't died, then you got to be a liar.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't know why you fall. Are you glad you got a God who cannot lie?
Amen.
You just cannot lie.
Hallelujah.
For before his testimony, or translation, he had this testimony that it pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder. That He is a rewarder of them that diligently, earnestly, sincerely, wholeheartedly seek Him. Now by faith, Noah being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. Prepared an ark.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Noah, aren't you afraid you might lose your family if you quit your job and build that boat?
Glory.
Oh, did I upset you?
By
which he condemned the world.
Amen.
And became an heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. By faith. Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed.
Hallelujah.
Obeyed.
Amen.
And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Oh, but there, tell me what to do. Stay over there, you folk in Atlanta. Stay there. Or you'll be saved by fire, but stay there. Stay in New York, you fool. Stay in Chicago. Poor Brother Patterson's son used to send me some money every month. He's done moved now. Oh, you know why he moved? You know why he won't get out? Got two more years of the listen, they should retire. You retire with a government pension. You get a lot of benefits.
Yes.
Ted, did you get all your benefits yet?
No.
I'd like to know what kind of language you would take to enlighten you.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Our children are going to be lost.
Hallelujah.
But God's children are not going to be lost.
Hallelujah.
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God.
Hallelujah.
He never loved any of them.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength. 90 years old. I could see her getting in bed 1,000 times with Abram and couldn't turn a guy on. She had no strength and he had no strength. But we got to have that promised child. Said, come here, Haggai. Boy, you pretty. I want you to spend the night here with Abram.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You poor saps! You can't speak! What is it? Is it twiddle their thumbs? Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age.
Amen.
Because she judged him faithful.
Amen.
Who had promised.
Glory.
Abram married when he was young. Then God gave him a child. Yeah. Name was Isaac.
Yeah.
When I was about 18, 19, 20, I said, Abram, get up.
Oh,
I want you to come over here to Mount Moriah and offer unto me a sacrifice. You ought to look at you.
Yes.
You people don't know the stories. That's because that's what you treat them like. Just like little stories.
Oh,
I want you to go over to Mount Moriah and I want you to offer a sacrifice to me. Sure, I'll be glad to, Father. I want to take Isaac with you.
Amen.
What for? We helped you carry the wood and carry the fire.
Hallelujah. My Lord.
But I need him. Why's that? He's a sacrifice. Huh?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I could say, get up in the middle of the night. Tiptoeing over to his son's room and say, come on, son. Where are we going, Dad? We're going to Mount Moriah.
Amen.
For what? Well, God told me to go over there and offer a sacrifice. I'd like your help.
Hallelujah.
Where are you going, son? I'm going down to earth.
Amen.
Why? Because the Father told me he's going to offer a sacrifice.
Amen.
And he needs your help. Boy, the fellow preaches like this.
Amen.
And you folks sit there like that. Very disheartening. Thank you. Faith. Faith. I haven't got through half of this yet.
Yes, Lord.
Faith.
Faith.
How's your faith?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Where is your faith?
Amen.
How is you had no faith?
Amen.
Faith.
Hallelujah! Yes, Lord. Glory, God. Thank you, Father.
Through faith, also Sarah herself later on received strength to conceive and was delivered of a child when she was past age.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because she judged him
faithful. Hallelujah.
Who had promised. But you already have a child from Haggai. No, that's not the one.
Hallelujah.
He promised Abraham when I was young, we're going to have it.
Glory.
They all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them. And embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
Hallelujah.
For they that say such things declare declare plainly that they seek a country.
Glory.
And truly,
glory.
If they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out of, they might have had an opportunity to return.
Yes.
And now they desire a better country. That is a heavenly. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he hath prepared for them a city. So by faith, Abram, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac. That had received the promise, offered up his only begotten son.
Amen.
Of whom was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Oh, yes. Glory.
Accounting that God was able.
Hallelujah.
To raise him up.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Even from the dead.
Glory. Hallelujah.
From which also received him in the figure.
Yes, Lord.
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob. And Esau concerning things to come.
Yes,
by faith, Jacob, when he was dying,
hallelujah,
blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped,
yes, Lord,
leaning upon the top of his staff.
Yes, Lord.
By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
He gave commandment concerning his bones.
Yes, Lord.
Those are really my bones.
That's right.
In the wrong way. In other words, you get me out of the land of bondage over the land of Canaan. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child.
Amen.
And they were not afraid of the king's commandments. They were crying, getting killed all around, but he was a proper child.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Ended up being raised in the king's house.
Yeah.
I wish somebody get excited about it. God. Hey, we haven't even got to the tough part. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches.
Hallelujah.
Than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense. Payday coming. You're going to get a reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Through faith, he kept the Passover. Coming up here.
Oh,
yes. You know, I have a bunch of folk clamoring to come here for Passover.
My Lord, bless you.
I think Sister Michelle over there reminded me of something that I said over a year ago. Remember? You wrote it to me. What did I say?
You always think that Jesus, according to the calendar, they do this year, but last September, you keep the feast by the Spirit.
The one you sent me said, I said, I'm going to die right here.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm going to die. I'm dying every day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Quickly, Lord.
I'm dying.
Yes.
I'm learning how to die.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord.
You'll never learn how to live. You learn how to die.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Father. Oh, bless you,
Lord. Don't feel sorry for me.
No.
Feel sorry for yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah.
A lot of you folk, if I get taken out of you and you're not ready.
Right. Oh, bless you.
What's the matter?
Glory,
Lord. Glory, God.
By faith I say that.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
I got faith now.
Yes, Lord.
The life that I now live. And the trouble with us people, somehow we got it in our heads that what we're doing is sufficient. But what we're doing a lot of times is destroying the sufficiency of God's grace. For it's not by works or deeds or doings or beings, but only by His mercy.
Hallelujah.
Years sooner than 88, he got nothing to claim my redemption on.
All right.
Nothing. Nothing. And though I give my body to His burial, and millions of dollars, if I don't have love for God, and that's the reason why my faith works. Because He gave me love. And faith works by love. Why, I have enough faith for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. See a brother or sister that doesn't commit the sin on that?
Hallelujah.
You ask for it.
Thank you,
Lord. Brother Jackie and sister, they're in bad shape. Boy, strength the Lord. Sister Matthews.
Yes, Lord.
Your brother says, I got to struggle so much just to get up out of my chair.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
What's your complaint?
Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
By faith. I wish I could say like how God told me that last night while I was sleeping. By faith. What is faith? It's just faith. It's not of itself.
No.
Not by faith of its own self. It's a gift from God.
Amen.
I wish somebody gets so excited because he's still. And then we'll go back to the scripture we heard. For it's been given unto you. Faith.
Amen.
Faith.
Amen.
It's been given unto you.
Amen.
Not only to believe. And you know what it means to believe, don't you? Boy, if you can only believe. Only believe.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
I haven't got to the good part of faith ever. Have I? Maybe I'll try it for you. And others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings. Yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonments.
Yes.
By faith. They were stoned.
Yes.
They were sawn asunder.
Yes.
They were tempted.
Yes,
were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom? The world was not worthy.
No.
They wandered in deserts.
Yes, Lord.
In mountains. In dens.
Yes.
In caves of the earth.
Yes.
And these all obtained a good report through faith.
Yes.
Even though they received not the promise.
Amen.
God having provided some better things for us.
Glory.
That they,
hallelujah,
without us,
yes,
should not be made perfect.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Glory, glory. Yes, Lord.
I think one of the most devastating verses God ever gave to me. Then charged he his disciples. Then charged he disciples.
Yes, Lord.
Then
charged
he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. But I thought it was necessary for men to be saved to be sure that Jesus was the Christ. For no man can say that Jesus is Christ except by the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No one can say he's your Lord except by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Demonstrate between two.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dealing with a bunch of people that I know God wants to be here.
Glory.
But they're so entangled, and they're not willing to leave the entanglement. For instance, if you have a bunch of children, and you tell them to bring them here, they take it for you. They don't want you to bring them here.
Hallelujah.
Now you said, oh, I forgot. They're forsaking all that don't mean children. It don't mean husbands and wives. It don't mean me. Oh, there they are.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Brother Brown?
Oh, that my head were washed, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men.
Hallelujah.
That I might leave my people and go from them. For they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And
oh, yes,
in their tongues, like their both were lies. But they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth. For they proceed from evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. Take ye heed, everyone, of his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant.
Hallelujah.
Every neighbor will walk with slander. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor. They will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity. My habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold.
The last one.
Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You mean truth to be received?
Oh, my God.
I know I told you very faithfully. If I'm deceiving you, get away from me.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord.
Good. Deceiving and being deceived, they both, me and you both.
Hallelujah.
If I'm a deceiver, dangerous time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
And your good works won't mean a thing.
Thank you, Father.
Do you know how to work out your salvation? Do you know how to work out your salvation?
All right.
Then why don't we tremble?
Hallelujah.
I trembled this morning when I woke up. Lord, be in the show with just faith. Faith.
Oh,
have
yes,
faith
Lord.
In God. Prove it. Don't need to prove it. I just have faith.
Amen.
As long as I believe it, he's God.
Yes, Lord.
You're so slow.
Amen.
You're so slow. Faith. See, these folks won't do what I tell them. And I could just, hey, people, listen to me. Anybody listening on radio, give me a call. Brother Hunt out there. The man should be here. We make more money out there.
Hallelujah.
2 days' time, money won't mean a thing.
Right.
Your gold and silver will canker. Yeah. You will throw it in the street.
Hallelujah.
It won't buy you nothing.
Amen.
Boy, are you folks rejoicing over the truth.
Amen.
Your gold, your silver, your stocks, your bonds, your insurance policy, they won't buy you security in the day when God pours out. It won't be done.
Amen.
So there's a sore evil.
Amen.
Not just an evil, but one that's just sore. Yeah. You like swords?
Hallelujah.
Hmm? You like swords?
No. Wonderful Jesus.
I guess there's nobody listening, huh? A lot of folk would come if I paid their way. They don't know the way's already paid.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello.
God bless you, prophet. Soaring. Very soul. You can't see Jesus. Right now, you gotta be blind. He's with us. He's in our presence right now.
You are so sent from God, it's amazing. It's so plain. God, you're so... There ain't no man can speak like that. There ain't no man. I'm telling you right now. You're the sign is as big as the sun.
Well, follow the sign.
You are, yeah, prophet. That's why I have that gift you've been talking about. Faith, I got a gift. What a gift. Not everybody has it. And them people that are with you have got to wake up and see that. They're so blessed to be where they're at. And that ark you have prepared for them. God.
Where are you at?
That's your brother, Terry Tyler. I'm up here north of Syracuse.
How many times have you and I talked from Syracuse?
Quite a few times.
God bless you.
I love you, prophet.
You.
God help you.
Oh, I love him. I love him. Now, you know people like, where I'm at. See? I know everybody in the world can't come here.
Amen.
Just as much as we should have a place for you. And one of these days you might have to say, hey, Burgess, don't go with me. Right. Now's the time to shout.
Hallelujah. Glory.
If Naomi don't go with me, if Teresa won't go with me, then my children won't go with me.
Right.
Oh, we're going to wait.
Glory.
Wait on them or wait on him? Abram went out, not knowing where. How could you do that, Abram? Because I know the Lord will make a way. A lot of folk sing that song and bind themselves up. If I live a life that's true, can't do it.
Wow. My God, so true.
He's the true witness. His life is the right truth. Your life is another. And for some reason or other, you sit there and you still haven't grasped the facts. I should be in hell. I've been there. He saved my soul from hell. And he won't let this Holy One see corruption. Corruption everywhere. In the ministry, in politics, in the church, in the family. Corruption. But he won't allow me to be corrupted. Or you, if you serve him. He'll deliver you from men of corrupt minds who are destitute concerning the truth. The truth is that God say to the uttermost, all them who come on to God by Christ Jesus.
By faith. What are you going to do? Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire,
don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? He'll tide you over in the rock of ages, rock of ages.
What are you going to do, prophet? We're pulling out of the fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to go to the fire. By faith.
Hallelujah.
The fires of tribulation, the furnace of affliction.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
Brother Brown.
Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears.
Oh, yes, Lord.
That I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place, a wayfaring man, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers.
Oh, yes, Lord.
An assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth.
Hallelujah.
When they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, saith the Lord. Take ye heed, every one,
hallelujah,
his neighbor, and trust ye not in any brother.
Oh.
For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders, and they will deceive every one his neighbor, and will
hallelujah
not speak the truth.
Oh.
They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Thy habitation is in the midst of deceit, and through deceit,
hallelujah,
refuse to know me, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them.
Hallelujah.
For how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out.
It speaketh
oh, deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in heart, he layeth his way. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?
Hallelujah.
For the mountains will I take up a weeping.
Oh, Brother Stair, how often I would have gathered you.
Oh, God.
But you wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, God.
Isn't this something? We just don't have the spiritual perception, do we?
Now, Lord. Glory to God.
If I get through this day again.
Yes, Lord.
It's been a tough week for me.
Yes. Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hereby know we. Hereby, or here is how we will know the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Every spirit.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That confesses that Jesus Christ,
hallelujah,
has come in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Is of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That depends on your reaction to things.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh,
amen,
is not of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And this is that spirit of Antichrist.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Wherefore you've heard that he should come. And even now, already,
amen,
is in the world. Whosoever believeth,
hallelujah,
that Jesus is,
hallelujah,
the Christ, is born of God.
Oh, God.
And everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also,
hallelujah,
that begun in.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I fear for you. That same beguiled Eve. How did he do it? With the Word of God.
Word of God. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Get out of the city. Get out of debt. Get out of the churches.
Glory, God.
Get thee up. Get away from.
Hallelujah.
Can you be any more plainer than that?
Hallelujah.
That's what God built us here. God's out of the churches. God's out of the city. God's out of debt. And working very hard to make sure we stay out of sin. The sin against God. That's the sin you got to be concerned about. It's called the sin of unbelief. You need to get somebody else that can talk more plainly than me. They don't understand my speech.
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you.
Bless you.